7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, whatever. Deedly deedly ding dong boo. The official time is 1930 UTC. You're listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and when we have these three factors all working together, we end up with something called the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And I am sneaking up on a marmot den to see if there's any marmots out and about today. Where am I? What was that? No. I'm down at the creek again today. But we're not going to be down here for very long. Yeah, all this stuff is growing up. I can barely see back in here now. Okay, I don't see any marmots just hanging around. All this stuff is getting tall. This wild cannabis is now knee-high in places. The nettles are waist-high. I'm not going to be able to see back there much longer. Oh, there's a big burdock plant here too. Anyway, it's kind of a nice day. Not really. It's actually too warm. But It got overcast. Clouds rolled in. Wind picked up. And I thought, oh, maybe we can run outside just for a minute. And so that's what we're going to do today. We're just going to run down into the creek for a quick check. A quick check of owls and marmots and golf balls. Then we're going to go back home before I get blasted by the heat. Oh, it's about 26, 27 degrees. But like I said, it's overcast, so right now it's not too bad. All right, let's head under the canopy here and see what we can find. This will act as a windbreak too, I think, depending on which way the wind is blowing. First thing we do is we look up, check for owls, because we have seen owls just hanging out right here on multiple occasions. Alright, now we look down into the ravine. Look for marmots on the logs and stuff. I don't see any. Hey, we got some guys walking up to the tee on the golf course. It was a good golfing day yesterday. Oh, and I should tell you that at some point in time, when was that? It was after I ate. I came back down here yesterday just to check for golf balls because it was such a nice golf day. And at one point in time, I drove by the golf course and the parking lot was full of cars. So I thought, hey, maybe there'll be lots of golf balls. There weren't. One's in. Hear that? Bam, tick a tock tock. Where did it go? Ball just came in. Well, those guys did just walk up to the tee. I heard the ball come in and get knocked around in the trees, but I didn't see it come down. Alright, I'm down in the creek floor now. Let's walk over to the golf ball area and see what we got, if anything. There's a lot of cotton floating in the water. And yeah, there's nothing. There's a white golf ball in the mud. There's is it a golf ball over there? Is that just more cotton? I hear a squirrel freaking out. Chickity, 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 chat, chat, chat. What else is going on over here? Nothing. But I'm starting to wonder, Did somebody else come down here between the time that I was down here yesterday and now? The reason I ask is because, if I'm remembering correctly, there were white golf balls still just sort of sitting over here on a sandbar. I do not see any golf balls. Somebody must have come and got them. That's cool. That is cool. Okay, so I'm looking around. I'm looking up in the air. I'm looking at tree limbs. I'm looking. I don't see any dudes. I don't see any owls. I'm going to move upstream a bit. Just going to come up here. See if I can get a better angle. A better visual angle. And see if we can spot any owls. It's been a couple days since we've seen our owl buddy, hasn't it? But I suspect we'll be seeing more owls soon. You know, last year, you know, when we saw that owl party, that was, I think, July 4th. I got some good pictures from July 3rd. Yeah, and now golfers are walking along the ridge, the opposite ridge of the creek. A mom and a couple kids apparently looking for the golf ball that they knocked in. They're not going to find it. Ooh, what was that? I thought I heard... Well, it's a little windy. It's windy, the wind blows. Branches get knocked together. And when I hear that sound, I think owls. Because that's the sound that owls make. Owls are very silent. Owls are very stealthy. You cannot hear an owl flying, unlike other birds, like a goose, for example. But owls, since they're kind of big, they're kind of heavy for birds, and so when they jump off of branches to then fly, you can hear them. Because they move the tree, they move the branch. So if you're ever in an owl area and you're looking for owls, keep that in mind. That's a pro tip. I'm not seeing anything owl-wise. All right, so being as it is a little warm out here, and I kind of got to wonder if rain is coming. We got some good cloud cover, but it doesn't look like real good moisture-bearing clouds. It's kind of weak clouds, but yeah, wind is picking up. I don't smell ozone, but yeah, maybe it'll rain. Maybe it'll rain. Maybe we'll get some more. Get some more mushrooms. That'll be fun. But as of right now, I'm gonna start climbing out of here. Because I do not want to overdo it today. This is danger day. I gotta stay healthy. Don't get sick. Don't want to get heat sick today. Okay, woo. I'm all the way back up. And what is that over there? What is that? That's nothing. I saw a lump, and I thought that lump might be a mott. It was not. So let's plug in the Magic MP3 player. Let's hit random play and listen to some music as I go home.
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains.
Hey.
Okay. Welcome back. I've made it back to my house. Safely. And now I'm surrounded by millions of baby goats. Or at least, you know, 5 dozen baby goats. What are we doing now? Well, I'm going to just sit here for a minute and sip on this cold cola-flavored soft drink beverage. Mm-hmm. It is springtime, and I have been drinking some cola-flavored beverage lately. I don't know what it is. As soon as spring breaks, I have to drink some cola. And then if that lasts for a couple of weeks, and then I'm done. And then I don't feel like drinking cola anymore. But now I'm starting to think, well, if I'm drinking cola, why am I not eating a delicious sandwich or maybe some potato chips? Yeah, and I just realized that I don't know what I'm going to eat for lunch. Maybe some curried goat. Do I have any food? Oh yeah, of course I've got rice and onions and green peppers. I think that's what I'm eating today. I've been eating turkey sandwiches so much for the last few days that I think I need to eat some rice and vegetables today. I think that's going to be the plan. Okay, good. Now that we've got that figured out, I should mention a couple of things that I think I forgot to mention previous to this, but my neighbors behind me have set up their inflatable swimming pool for the summer. So that's fun. And then when I was driving home just minutes ago, I noticed that my other neighbors, my next door neighbors, the downhill neighbors, my new neighbors, not my uphill neighbors, my new neighbors have also assembled an inflatable swimming pool. They've got it in their side yard. And that might be fun because they have dogs, and it might be fun to watch dogs in a swimming pool, but the swimming pool is kind of on the other side of the house, so my vision of it is not clear. But anyway, speaking of clear vision, I think we need some more music. And so we're going to go to some what? I think we need some Otuken, don't we? Yes, yes we do.
Hey!
I just love these guys. That was Utukin with their song My Wing. Not sure what it's about, but I can't get enough of it. I love the regalia. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tove, you just love the girls. You just like... you just like hot ethniki girls. Well, I have to admit, I do admire the women in this band. And I'm jealous of the guys, but I'm not sure what these guys are doing. Because so far I've seen like three different guys. I've only seen one guy actually do anything. One guy, he just sort of likes to look cool and hold a saxophone when there's no saxophone in the music. And there's another guy who likes to, you know, shake the antler rattles. And then we've got the cool guy who does the throat singing and some of the other stuff. But I want to hang out with these guys. I want to hang out with this band. I wish I was in this band. Like every band of this type, I wish I was in it. Or I wish I could have a band like this. But I'm not ethnic. I have no tribal identity. I'm just a white guy. I'm the source of all problems in the world. Anyway, so I guess we've got no choice. Let's go back to some more music.
I got the power.
Wow. That was awesome. A little snap combined with some Bankra. Mashup by Motivo. Very cool. That song drives me nuts, but for some reason, the Bankra version is a lot better. Yeah, wow. Who would have thought? Right? I mean, Kel Surprise. All right. So, I'm just still surrounded by all these damn goat kids. What? Nipping at my ankles. There's goats everywhere. Well, this is what I get for starting a goat ranch. What was I thinking? Why did I think I needed all these goats? Because they're hilarious. I like comedy. And one of the most comedic animals is, of course, the goat. Because think of all the weird animal stuff you've ever seen, right? I mean, if you pay any attention to the internet, TikTok, Facebook, and Twitters, and all that crap, then you know all about screaming goats. You know all about fainting goats. You know all about those goats in Africa that like to climb trees. If you haven't seen goats climbing trees, I don't know how you're living your life. Obviously the wrong way, but I don't know. Tree goats, that's... How does that happen? I don't know. It's confusing, but I like it.
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch your buns. Punch your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
Is absolutely correct. Dekaboko Kaiketsu Sensation. Oh, good stuff all around. Where's my... There it is. Gotta get my delicious cola beverage here. Oh, so tasty. So tasty. So delicious. Anywho... I need to start thinking about racing. Don't I have a race coming up here in a few minutes? Yes, I do. Okay, I gotta get ready for racing. I'm gonna need some more cola beverage. And I'm gonna need to eat some lunch. I'm obsessed with lunch today. I gotta get it together. Gotta get it together today, Tub. Today's been sort of a bizarre day for me. I kind of slept okay. But I woke up and I was like, oh, what was that dream? I had a weird dream about, I don't even remember what it was about. And I thought, and I laid there for a while thinking, should I get up or should I try to go back to sleep? And I thought, well, I guess I better get up. And I rolled over and I looked at the clock and another hour had transpired. So somehow... I slept for an extra hour and didn't know it, so that was cool. And then I got up and started doing stuff. And that was really exciting. Now I'm thinking, this is Sunday, right? Yeah, I have some paperwork I need to fill out, and I need to drop in the mail. It's not due for a while. It's not due for like a month. But it's one of those things where if I don't do it immediately, if I don't do it as soon as possible, while I'm thinking about it, I will forget about it until the very last second. And we can't have that. Well, that's the other thing that I'm starting to think of. Fireworks. How's my fireworks supply? We haven't done the yearly fireworks inventory here on Dubious Goals Committee yet this year, so maybe that's coming up. I'm really low on my big rockets. I'm really low on a lot of stuff, but nothing critical. Strangely enough, I'm starting to get the urge to go outside and light fireworks. I think it's the heat. As soon as it starts to get hot, I think, oh, it's time to light some fireworks. We should make some fire so that, you know, it gets hotter. Because that's a good idea. Just like the Dubious Goals Committee is a good idea. It's also a good idea that it airs every damn day. At 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta get out of here. These goats are starting to stink.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?